flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For those who Wiggy thinks are wasting their time by reading, the title of that Grisham book is The Boys from Biloxi. So I had to go back and take a look at that.
No, I didn't say that people are wasting their time. People who read, they got to let everybody know that they read.
They're so like, it's like Dry January?
It's like, oh, yeah, you know, how many books? I'm reading this new book right now. It's 17,000 pages.
Right.
You know, you don't read?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, I would also add
the words? No, because you know what? After about the first page, page and a half, I'm like, all right. I'm bored out of my mind. I'll watch it. I'll do what Curtis does. Hey, can I get the documentary somewhere?
Right. And I would also add, people that read and people that hire personal trainers never shut up about their personal trainer.
I feel like if there were a book that told the life story of Foxy Red or something, then you would
Sexy
be
Red?
Sexy Red.
No. Maybe Ice Spice?
No. I still would do it. I love... I believe it's on BET. It's like Unsung. It tells the stories about, you know, musicians and how they get. I would rather watch that than
read.
Than read about it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I watched the Rick James story. I'd rather do that than read the Rick James book.
It's a Bruins Thursday, and every Thursday at this time, we give a little bit of time to the Boston Bruins with Mike Milbury. And Mike Milbury is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by findmassmoney.gov. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Timeout Market. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I want to talk about books a little bit
because
I've been listening to you guys. I like to read. And, you know, I talked to my hairdresser down here in Mathley, and she recommended this book. Her name is Jackie. And I found out that this book was just north of soft porn. The whole thing was about some woman getting excited.
Oh, good.
Jackie,
smart.
You're a trollop. Wait till I see you the next time I need my haircut.
Well,
and the other thing is, Wiggy, if I was the judge about the room selection thing, you'd be guilty. You'd be guilty.
He would be guilty.
Knew it.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, some said...
That's low.
Somebody on, I think it was a text line or maybe in the Twitch chat, said the actual douche move is Courtney putting her luggage in a room before anybody else gets there.
Nope. Everybody was there.
But no, it was just me, you and I.
I have no problem. You should pick the room. I said it before, it's chivalry.
No, it's 2025.
We make fun of Greg. We make fun of Greg a lot. Greg got there, said what room's available, and just walked down into it.
Yeah. I'm no fuss. I really am, honestly, just I'll sleep on the couch.
I treat Courtney just like I would treat anybody else.
I sleep on the air mattress, but it doesn't stay inflated. but, yeah. All right. Listen, they strung a couple wins together here, Mike Milbury.
They are very improbable wins, actually. I mean, Swayman was incredible in Florida. They made 107 shot attempts in that game, which is ridiculous. And most of the game was played in their end. I think in both the Tampa and the Florida game, they iced it about a dozen times in each game. It was really hanging on. Swayman, again, was brilliant against Tampa. Tampa sort of tripped coming out of the gate and gave him the win. But I saw the comments by Cam and Charlie Jacobs about they're going to make a decision at the trading deadline on what to do. Well, they can't be serious about that. I mean, they're power play penalty kill ratio is terrible. Their goal differential in the Eastern Conference is the second worst. Only Pittsburgh's is worst in the conference. They're hanging on with game. The other teams have games in hand. They could very well fall out of the playoff position. And they should be, if anything, they should be thinking, we're going to accumulate draft picks and then put some pressure on the scouting staff or expand it if you have to. They need to find some gems in the third and fourth round that they didn't expect to pick up, because they need to fill the holes in the middle of the ice, and that's the only way you're going to do it. You're not going to be able to go out and buy it. We've just found that out by the attempted free agent signing of Lindholm, who's a serviceable player. But when I look at the roster, there's goaltending, which is now coming back to where we thought it would be. I'm a little disappointed in McAvoy, and Lindholm hasn't played much, but they should be a pretty good unit. And then they have a couple of quality players, Marchand and Pasternak up front, and they got to be productive if this team's going to win. They have to be productive, because beyond that, you have serviceable players, but not players of excellence. Let's face it. So they have to find some players of excellence to compete. I mean, if you take a look at the Western Conference and a team like Edmonton with McDavid and Drysdale, there's no way they're in the same boat as them. They have to find quality, elite-level players if they want to get back to where they think they want to get back. And everybody knows their intentions are good. They spend enough money, but it's just the execution. And they fell into a hole when Krejci and Bergeron left. And they're crawling out of it right now.
Well, Mike, Cam Neely's exact words were that there's two paths and they're going to figure out if they're buyers or if they're going to retool. Can you explain to me what he means by retooling and what that would actually entail with this team?
I don't know what it means to him, but for me, retooling would be selling. I mean, it's either buying or selling. I mean, retooling, you can shuffle the deck, but in my mind, they gave up all these draft picks over the last few years. They've got to get some of them back, even if they're not first round picks. There are a lot of gems in later rounds. We've seen that. I mean, Marchand's not a first round pick. There are a lot of guys that aren't first round picks. I mean, it's just you got to be good and you got to be lucky and you got to have enough patience to let some of these guys that are going to be drafted develop for a year or two. It's going to be a process before they get back to the elite level.
But it sounds like to me your opinion is on January 16th that they need to be sellers. Like this one, it's not happening right now.
It's not happening. I mean, they had a 6-game losing streak. They won 2 games in an improbable fashion, and it really is part of the whole equation now. As I mentioned, goaltending, defense, which has been, you know, somewhat suspect lately, but hopefully when McAvoy and Lindholm get back, it'll button down. And then they're going to have to spice up their special teams, which have been dreadful all year long. But if you're looking at that formula as a formula for winning a Stanley Cup, I beg to differ.
I mean, one bright light, I like seeing Frederick go after Liljeberg on Tuesday night.
I don't question their courage. I don't question their attitude or their willingness to go after it. I just question the amount of talent that they possess. And that, you know, we've seen it all over the place. You can see it in the New England Patriots. If you don't have the talent, you're not going to go very far. I mean, this team has enough talent to be in the right where they are, in the middle of the pack. I think they're seventh in the conference and in danger of going down as well as going up. But it's not a team that you feel comfortable that they're definitely going to be in the playoffs and they're definitely going to win at least a round. It's just not that type of team. So for me, you're either buying or you're selling. I don't know what Cam means by retooling. He may have a way to define that. But for me, retooling means setting up for another draft that, that hopefully your guys can come up big and you can pluck somebody at certainly in the center position, which needs shoring up.
Mike, hypothetically speaking, you would be the best person possibly to ask this question. If you were the general manager of a hockey team and two players, which used to be best friends, turned into frenemies, would you be aware of it?
I would hope so. I'd like to think so. I mean, certainly if I were a coach, I would be aware of it. You're a player, and so you're right at the level of everybody else in the room. Then you're the coach. You're one step removed. And the manager is a step removed further from that. But you would think there'd be enough intelligence and cooperation in the room to let people know that there was a potential problem. I have no idea if there's any problem or not. I mean, certainly they've tried to douse it with water, but as far as awareness is concerned, I would say certainly if I were coaching, I'd be aware of it. And certainly if I'm a general manager, I'd expect my coach to share that with me if I didn't know it already.
Mike, how do you sell to a passionate Bruins fan base that you're a team that you're probably going to be sellers and you have guys like Pasta, Marchand, McAvoy, Lindo, like you're a team with a good veteran core?
It's just take a look at the standings.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the way they've played throughout the course of the season. Take a look at you know, the lack of centers that are of quality offensive production. It's just not there. Take a look at the goal differential. Take a look at the special teams. It's just, you know, take a look at the statistics and goals down the line. Besides Marchand and Pastrnak, it's not very pretty.
But you're not saying that they're underachieving. You're saying they don't have the talent.
Yeah, that's right. I'm saying they're right, spot on where they should be. Yeah. They're a bubble team, and they'll. And the statistics will tell me that, but my eyeballs tell me that too. When you guys watch the games against Florida, Florida was mm-hmm. all over them. The possession of the puck was lopsided. They got a good start against Tampa, and then they fell back, and Tampa made a run at them, and they wound up getting a couple of empty netters. But it was not a resounding win. It was a much needed win in both cases, but it was not like, wow, they've got it figured out.
So how do you go from a couple years ago being, you know, setting NHL records to now you're a team that's sellers.
On the bubble.
You're not even on the bubble because you could potentially be out, but you've turned into, with relatively the same guys, a team that is now retooling or rebuilding, whatever the hell word that Cam wants to use.
Yeah. Well, from that team, you know, Taylor Hall was on it, I guess, for a while. He's gone. All the free agents
were gone. Bergeron.
You lost Bergeron and Krejci. Yeah, there was like a half dozen impactful players. I'm not saying all of that group was, you know, over the top all-star, but there was a lot of loss of talent. And the guys that we know, Bergeron and Krejci, who were just picked on the quarter century team or whatever the hell it is, which makes no sense to me to make quarter century teams.
Love them or hate them, you got rid of DeBrusk.
I know that there's been guys that have left,
but I think at the time when we talked about a lot of these guys, people were ready to move DeBrusk out of here. People were ready to move Taylor Hall out of here. I'm just saying that it's a massive fall. Because I guess you added some plays, but it's just a massive fall for this team that you go from potentially cup contender to now retooling.
Yeah. The hope was that Lindholm would become a top line center. And we talked about this. He played with some awfully good players in Calgary to get his points. He's not a bad player, but he's not a great player. And he's not a top line center. And Zadorov he's a useful player. Is he, you know, whatever they paid him, $6 million a year, is he that level? I don't know. He's sort of, lumbering out there most of the time. And he's not a big offensive threat. He hits some guys pretty hard because he's huge. But, you know, did he make a big difference in their defensive structure? I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, Mike. By the way, we are moving closer to the North Shore Roadshow at your sister's restaurant night before, and you found us a spot up there, which I think we're going to try to make happen. So,
All right, great. I'm going to go on a scouting trip this week to see it.
And I believe you said that you're going to be behind the bar at your sister's restaurant when we do the night
before. That's where you want me to be. I'll be there, Greg.
All right. The great Mike Milbury. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. And here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Timeout Market Boston. The Celtics had a tough night in Toronto, 110-97, the final. The three-pointers weren't falling for the Celtics last night. They made just 16 of their 46. And when it came to defense, they weren't good there either. They're off tonight before taking on the Magic tomorrow at the TD Garden.
Raptors have 10 wins?
Eight. Yeah.
Chime? What?
I thought it was like
no,
eight.
They had 9. I think they now have 10.
Now they have 10.
Yeah.
And you're the defending NBA champion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
you ish the bed.
Everybody tells me, wait. Just wait.
Yeah.
Nobody plays this time of the NBA season.
Yeah,
don't worry
does.
About it, Craig.
They can turn it on.
Missoula told us they had great intentionality after the last game. Whatever the hell that means.
Some crazy news out of Miami. Conor McGregor has been sued for sexual assault at a Heat game back in 2023. The lawsuit comes nearly 2 years after McGregor was first accused by this woman of sexually assaulting her in the bathroom after Game 4 of the NBA Finals.
The bathroom video that
yes.
they have, right?
Yep. Yeah. The divisional round is set for this weekend on Saturday at 4:30. The Texans will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take...
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30.
Some people say that this is the best weekend of football all year.
Well, if that game lives up to the hype, when you have the two and the definite two MVPs dueling each other, yes. One of them has to take the Chiefs out, by the way. Whoever gets through has got to take the Chiefs out.
Well, I'm ABC.
I am too. Oh, you are?
Yep.
What does that mean?
It means always be closing.
I thought it meant anything but Chiefs.
Oh.
Okay.
That's
so
what I'm
on. I am anything but Chiefs. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the show before.
All right.
Or not.
WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. And experience the essence of Boston's cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between. Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. We are nestled in lovely Brighton. It is 22 degrees right now. Feels like 18. Afternoon high will be 30.
Quality check on Hill Notes this morning, Curtis?
Not bad. Not really? Bad at all. And Santos waning in his involvement.
Okay,
so I think we'll all be happy.
Excellent.
And angry Principal Dave shockingly reappears.
Oh. How do you stand? Angry Principal Dave had a good Hill Note yesterday.
Yeah.
He did.
Is there a limit on how often you can leave a voice note?
No. I guess
you're the expert. You love Hill Notes.
Yeah, I think that's the purpose of Hill Notes. Leave as many as you want.
Okay.
Right?
Play the same person?
Yeah.
Why not?
Where was the guy yesterday, though, that usually has the background music?
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Has high production value in his Hill Notes.
He's
excellent
really good.
Job by him.
Yeah. We always know with Angry Principal Dave that it's going to end with a Curtis shot.
Well, yes. 100%.
And to be fair, we'd probably rather Dave leave the note than actually call in.
So amen to that.
And reminder, speaking of production, new intro day Monday, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be working on it over the next couple days. It'll be ready for Monday.
Smack dab, 6 a.m., brand new intro finally for the show in 2025.
Yes, sir.
The biggest event this Monday.
He will be right back.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.